Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we have opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. If you have a Bible question, perhaps something about the book of Revelation, or if you have a nagging, lingering personal issue you'd like to discuss, we've opened the phone lines for you right now at 1-800-677-9377. You know, the Word of God can help you experience true freedom in life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. We enter the final week of our look at the book of Revelation. It's day 20. Now here to keep it going, Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is going to be a grand week for us as we march to the end. And that end is glorious. And here we see a little peek of what that glory is going to be like and what we are going to experience as believers in Christ. After the fall of Babylon, after the destruction, we're taken back into heaven and we see this vast crowd in heaven shouting, "Praise the Lord, salvation and glory and power belong to our God." Jesus has fulfilled his promise. He has avenged the blood of his children. And so all fall down in worship of him. This is a consistent theme in the book of Revelation. And it really, I think, draws a line. Who are you going to worship? Are you going to worship God through Jesus Christ? Or are you going to worship the things of this world, which is ultimately a worship of Satan and all of what he stands for? That is the dividing line right there. But here in Revelation 19, we see those who are standing on the side of worshiping Jesus Christ, who have been drawn to him by grace and mercy and forgiveness and life. So we see these songs being offered up. We also are introduced to the wedding feast of the Lamb. That's something that we've heard about, you know, growing up as believers in Christ. We hear about this wedding feast of the Lamb. Well, Revelation 19 gives some insight into that. The bride, Christ has prepared his bride for him. It's wearing pure white linen, which represents the righteous deeds of God's people. And these righteous deeds are righteous simply because they're initiated by Christ. They're empowered by the Holy Spirit, and they are lived out by faith in him. We think of ourselves as having to go out there and gut out righteous deeds. We don't have that in us. Only Christ can live out righteous deeds. That's why he's come to live inside of us. That's why he's empowered us by his Spirit. That's why he's the author of faith in our hearts, so that we can carry out righteous deeds. And we're invited to this feast, and there's a blessing to that indeed. And John again falls down to worship the angel, and he gets a rebuke. "Don't worship me. I'm just one of you. You know, I'm no different." Worship God, because it's through him that you have life. And then we see the victorious one. This is a powerful image, isn't it, Richard, as far as Jesus Christ riding on a white horse?
Well, this was something that I had so much trouble with when I was younger. And in my belief system, there was this great controversy, this battle, this almost, you know, death match where they're chained together inside of a cage and whoever comes out standing is the victor between Jesus and Satan. And when I finally looked at Revelation 19 and read it for just what it says, there is no battle. Jesus is riding this white horse and the armies of heaven are with him. They're all dressed in white. Who goes to battle in white?
Yeah.
And Jesus speaks and it's done.
It's done.
It's
absolutely
done.
Absolutely. I think you raise just a very significant point, and it needs to really penetrate these brains of ours and change our thinking. Evil is no contest with good.
No.
There is no comparison. Satan does not hold the candle to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not us on our edge of our seats wondering who's going to win. You know, Satan puts them in a headlock, and Jesus breaks free and then slams them down, and then Satan kicks up, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's going to go down to the last second, and, you know, who will win? Who will win? Who will? It's not like it at all.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
And it's ridiculous that Satan thinks he can battle the Lord. I mean, that is the height of deception. The deceiver gets deceived. And he thinks, hey, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. How? How can you battle the Lord? How can you beat Jesus? All he has to do is speak, and you're done. You're toast, baby. That's it. And that's what this chapter reveals. And it gives us the confidence and security that we need, because we stand in him. We live in him. We breathe in him. He is victorious through us right now and will be victorious in us eternally. That is the good news of this particular chapter. So I hope you'll go and read this, and it will do in your heart exactly what it did in John's, cause you to fall down in worship of Jesus Christ, the one who loved you, who loves you now, and gave himself for you.
You found Basic Gospel. We're glad you did. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, my name is Bob Davis. And again, open lines, 1-800-677-9377. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation. If you have something you'd like to add, if you have a particularly troublesome issue going on in life right now, if you have a Bible question, good opportunity. The lines are wide open, plenty of time on the clock. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Oscar, listening to us in Brooklyn on WMCA. Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Bob. Gentlemen, good evening.
And to you as well.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your program. I'm seeking some clarity on when the church is raptured, is there going to be a second chance for believers?
What do you mean for believers?
Oh, for
whoever was left. Raptured. For those left behind?
Behind, yeah.
Well, the way I read the book of the book of Revelation, you know, God is always reaching out. So I'm assuming that there's always some opportunity for repentance. But then when the final judgment comes, those who bear the mark of the beast, who have rejected Christ, their judgment is going to be finalized. But until that time, I think there's always an opportunity for anyone to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, the fact that over and over again throughout this book, in different contexts, John is told to write, and they would not repent. Well, okay. If they would not repent, that must mean repentance was available to them. And so that's why we take it that way.
Okay, because in a Bible study, I heard my bishop mention, then they would have a second chance, and I wanted some clarity on it. But thanks very much.
Well, until a person dies, Oscar. I mean, here's the reality. The book of Hebrews states it this way: just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. So between the time you were born and until the time you die, there's an opportunity for you to receive Christ, to be made alive in him and experience eternal life with God the Father. But after you die, physically die, then comes judgment.
Okay.
That's the nature of truth. That's why so many people are afraid to die, because they know what's beyond the grave. That's why we need to do everything we possibly can
reach them.
To offer up this good news of life that's available in Jesus.
Could I ask a next question?
Certainly, Oscar.
Yeah, as far as grace is concerned, my bishop attended a conference sometime last year, and since he came back, he's preaching grace. But that grace is something I'm not getting too clear. And the men he's making reference to, the type of life they're living, I want to know Is there anything that I have to look forward or ask the Lord to give me discernment in discerning the counterfeit grace?
Well, I think you'll know the counterfeit grace when you see it. Jude talked about those who use the grace of God just as a license for their lifestyle, just as a rationalization, a cover-up. But far as grace is concerned, here's what Paul had to say about that.
Okay.
And I'll refer you to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
So as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
Yeah. Okay.
That was, Oscar, that was our condition before knowing Jesus.
Amen.
We were dead in transgressions and sin. We lived in those transgressions and sin. We followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. All of us lived at one time to gratify the cravings of our flesh and follow its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
Right.
What is that wrath? It is spiritual death. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
Yes.
It is by grace you have been saved. So what is the grace of God? It is that power, as demonstrated in resurrection, that moves us from a state of spiritual death to new life in Jesus Christ.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. That's what grace does. So
thank you very much.
Real grace is about life. Whose life?
In Jesus'
resurrected life being lived out in us. And that's why he goes on to say, for it is by grace you have been saved. Through faith, this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by work, so that no one could boast. So that grace is God's power, evidenced in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that raises us to life when we were dead in sin. And that grace is what teaches us to say no to sin and to live righteous, godly lives in this present generation as we wait for the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much.
Hope that helps, Oscar.
Yes, it did.
Well, thanks.
Thank you for the clarity.
You are welcome. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Oscar.
It.
You are welcome. You hold on.
And Bob and Richard, for any of our listeners who would like to get a copy of that, it's available for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Just go online to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 to make your gift. If you can make it a $50 or more gift, why, we'll include Revelation, It's No Mystery, the 8-CD series by Richard Piper. Again, basicgospel.net or 1-800-727-2828 to make the donation of your choice.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Claire in Massachusetts, listening to us on WVNE. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, likewise. I listen to your program, and I love it.
Well,
I think it's great.
Well, thank you.
I want to ask you something. I just don't know how to put it. I've been single for over 10 years.
Okay.
And waiting on God. And I once in a blue battle with something, and I try not to. I don't want to fail God, but I do. And I know it's wrong, and I still do it. And I don't know if God's judgment is going to come over me or if I'm going to lose my salvation, because I'm not. I know it's wrong, but sometimes I can't help myself. Like, I can't stop it. So,
it sounds like a couple of things are going on. Because of some of the sins that you've fallen into, that has given rise to all of these doubts and all of these concerns, and that's
because
not unusual.
I don't want to sin by fornicating with a male, with a guy.
Yeah.
Because I know that's I think maybe that's worse. So I think if
well, Claire,
I do something else, I won't.
Claire, all sin receives the same punishment as far as God is concerned. The wages of sin is death. But there's a free gift in Jesus Christ, and that's eternal life. So, Claire, what I want to talk to you about is this gospel message. Paul writes about it in 1 Corinthians 15, and here's what he says, that this gospel that saves is this: Jesus Christ died according to Scriptures, he was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead. So, Claire, Jesus Christ died. He shed his blood. He took the punishment that you justly deserved. He was sinless. There was no sin that he was punished for. But when he took your sins, Claire, and put them on himself, then he was subject to punishment. And that's what occurred at the cross. He died in your place. Then he was buried. And then he was raised back to life. So, Claire, what he offers you is new life. Now, sometimes we fall into sin because, one, we're either not aware of the new life that we have in Jesus, or we don't really have new life. Maybe we've just given lip service to the gospel. Maybe we just prayed a prayer and thought that everything would be okay. And we really didn't truly trust Jesus. Those are kind of the options there. But one of the reasons that we give in to sin is because we don't know that Jesus has already met all of our needs. As a single person, I'm sure you experience some loneliness. You're looking for some human connection. And sex is a good option, isn't it? It's a temptation, and you give into it. Every time you do, it didn't satisfy, you know, your soul. You still felt empty there, and then as a result, you felt guilty. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go back to this gospel. Have you ever come to Christ to receive his life? Or did you just come hoping that your sins would be forgiven and that one day you might get into heaven?
No, the sad thing is I've served him for so many years, and I know better. That's the scary part.
Well, Claire, it's not about serving him. I want you to realize how Christ is serving you, has reached down to be the bread of life in your life, how he's reached down to be the light that you need to follow, how he's reached down and has become the shepherd of your soul, how he's reached down to be the gate that opens up real life to you, where you can truly find the things that are going to be rewarding to your heart, and that will give you the greatest sense of satisfaction. That's what the gospel is. It's not about us serving God. It's not about us doing things for him. It's about what he's done for us in Jesus. And so I want to make sure that you've opened yourself up to being made alive, first and foremost, and then receiving Jesus as all of those things he declares about himself, so that you can experience this new life to the full. So have you received the life of Christ into your heart?
I think I have.
Okay.
And have accepted him as my Lord and Savior.
Okay. Then, Claire, you have everything you need for life and godliness. You have the power of God's Spirit living inside of you. You have the grace of God right there that can teach you to say no. And here's how it teaches you to say no. It, like if you're feeling lonely, here's what the Spirit of God is going to say. Claire, you may be alone as far as human relationships are concerned, as far as marriage and a relationship with the opposite sex is concerned, but I live in you. And let me make my presence known to you in such a way that you're satisfied with that, that you are resting in the fact that I'm there. And then you're going to think about, well, what about all of the times that I've given into sin? Well, he's going to say to you, I looked at every one of them, Claire, and I took those sins upon me 2,000 years ago. I shed my blood to take them away once and for all. And the minute you received Jesus, Claire, you received that forgiveness of sins. You're a totally forgiven person in his sight. Somebody in the previous program asked about the new covenant. What is the new covenant? Well, it's this new relationship that we have with Jesus through faith. And here's one of the realities of this new relationship. God remembers our sins no more. Why? Because they have been forgiven once and for all, and there's no longer any sacrifice needed. Jesus' blood took care of all of it.
Even if we did the same sin again?
Well, who among us hasn't?
Sin more than one?
Well, Claire, I think I've done the same sin many, many times. Not necessarily the one you're talking about, but there's sins that I've repeated. All of us are in that same boat, Claire. And all of us have to rest in what Christ accomplished for us through his death. And all of us have to abide and rely upon God's Spirit to teach us how to walk in this newness of life. So here's what you've been doing, Claire. You've been saying, hey, I keep giving into this sin, so Lord, I'm going to pray to you today. Help me not do this. And so your mind is totally on the sin, and you are trying to solve that sin problem through your energy, through the efforts of the flesh, and you're no match. And so you keep giving in. Well, you have to change your approach. And the way you change your approach is to say, Lord, I want to learn how to live in the newness of life. I want my mind to focus on you and all the things that you are to me. That's the solution. And we have some great resources, Claire, that I think can be helpful to you. I have a little booklet called Living Life on the Edge, and it's a booklet that teaches us how to say no to temptations and how to walk in this newness of life. So let me put you on hold, Claire, and let's send that to you, okay?
Yep, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for your call. And have hope, because Christ Jesus is alive in you. With him, you can have hope. You can know that he can teach you how to overcome this, okay? Well, hang on, Claire. We'll get this book into your hands.
And it's a wonderful thing to know that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set us free from the law of sin and death.
That's good news.
That is good news.
Basic gospel right there.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us today for Basic Gospel. If you like what you've heard, we would like for you to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. And to thank you for supporting Basic Gospel with a gift of any amount, we'll be happy to send you a copy of our booklet, Our Guaranteed Future. But if you can offer a donation of $50 or more, we'll send you the booklet and the 8-message CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery, by Richard Piper. Your gifts keep Basic Gospel on the air, as you know, and at the same time can afford you new understanding of the book of Revelation. Again, the booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, for a gift of any amount, or for a donation of $50 or more, you'll receive that booklet and the CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery. To make your donation, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours or at our website, basicgospel.net. While you're there, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list for news and information about the ministry and the resources that are available to you for your continued growth and understanding of the Christian life. Well, for Bob and Richard and all the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.